5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey guys, before this episode begins, we wanted to give a little announcement. If you haven't heard, Smosh is moving buildings, moving into a bigger studio. It's going to be incredible. We're moving from Rancho Cucamonga all the way to San Dimas.
To Rancho Cucamonga.
We're moving from Rancho Cucamonga to Rancho Cucamonga.
Either way, it's going to be bigger, better. We're going to be able to do more in this space, more content, which I'm really, really excited about. We'll still have fun vibes for the podcast, of course.
A lot may not look different, but in order for us to move, there's going to be a stretch where we're not going to be able to film anything because we're moving. So because of that, there will be changes to the upload schedule, particularly on the Pit channel and the Games channel. So if you're curious about that, check out the socials, Smosh socials on Instagram, anywhere, to get more updates on that.
But don't stress. Don't stress, because we have done a lot to prepare for this move already. But it will just look a little bit different. It will be interesting and fun.
Yeah.
We've changed things up.
And within no time, we're going to be back to normal and probably doing more than ever.
Yeah, things are going to, we're going to level up.
Yeah, I think it's time we level up.
Yeah.
But anyways, letting you know that. Now on to the best episode of this show we've ever recorded.
Ever.
Hi, welcome to Smosh Mouth. I'm Shane.
And I'm Amanda. And we have a very special guest with us today, Courtney Miller.
Howdy ho.
Woo.
I've never
Whoa.
Howdy ho.
Howdy ho.
Howdy ho.
She just, I don't know who you turn into.
Who is
Reba.
That? Who is there?
And Reba. Oh, my God.
Okay, I did text Angela the other night, and I was just like, check this out. Reba Moosemaster.
Reba.
We're all Reba?
And we all have to be Reba.
Different stages of Reba.
Different, yes.
I want to be big-haired Reba.
Oh. I'm sitcom Reba. I'm fully sitcom Reba.
And who are
Reba.
You, Court?
I'll be like, hey! I'll be just the theme song Reba.
And one of us needs to be like cyborg Reba.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Wait, this has to happen.
We have to do Reba.
She did like a commercial recently and I was like, what? She was like, oh my God, it's Reba or something like, I can't do
She's
that
awesome.
Yet.
Like, what an incredible brand to establish.
Reba.
Like, what's your brand? I'm a single mom who works two jobs.
Who loves her kids and never stops.
What's her brand?
Never
it's
stops.
Reba.
I'm Reba.
She's a real redhead.
Yeah.
A true
truly,
ginger.
Truly. Is that her natural hair color? Like
I don't
I'm
know.
Sure
I
know, at this
I know,
point,
I'm
not.
Sure she's dying it now, but
yeah, can you relax?
I'm sure she's but like originally.
Google says yes, does the same thing.
And she dyes it to make it more vibrant.
Fire. Entirely. See, we're already doing Reba Moosemaster right now.
Reba Moosemaster.
I always loved our series of doing too many somethings, and we always like struggled with a game, but Moosemaster is the perfect one to just do those.
Yeah.
Because it's a game for children.
Yes.
I can't imagine playing that game with children.
No.
Oh, yeah. I feel like
you're gotta
like,
be
pick up a card, you idiot.
You didn't do it right. Pick up a card.
Yeah, pick up a card.
Dumbass.
You lost. Go outside.
You lose. Sit there in silence.
Yeah. You can't say no. You can't say, idiot. My thumb's here. Dumb.
What are you saying? What are you saying?
What
pick
are you
up
saying?
A card.
Pick up a card. Finish this story. The.
Why wasn't I invited to Thanksgiving this year? It's like you pissed off all the kids.
And you're like, passing the whatever sound story.
Because we brought Flip 7 to play with your nieces and stuff. Like,
oh, Flip 7's Flip 7 perfect.
It was good, but I think Moose Master would break the family.
I would never want to play Moose Master.
No.
But Moose Master here, one of the goats.
It's literally my favorite. We get so upset with
yeah.
Do you guys think we'll play it this year?
I think we're going to
No,
play
I think
it
we're done
year.
For the year.
Yeah, we're done. No Flip 7, no Moose Master. Okay. Today, I got a bubble in my throat.
Whoa, you know Brilla.
You know when that happens and your voice sounds different
yeah, and
for a bit?
It sucks and you're trying to say something serious and you're like,
you're like talking, and also you like cough, and you're like, I don't know, so,
Do you go back and go, I'm so sorry I had something in my throat, or do you just like power through?
Why did you see like nothing ever happened?
There's nothing better than someone there. Powering through something like that or powering through a yawn. You know, Ian did it the other day, like on camera, and I was like, you just powered through a yawn. And he
like
was
Ian,
like,
speaking through it?
Ian will power through yawns.
Yeah.
He's like yawning and burping and talking.
Yeah.
I feel so bad when I yawn in the middle of a conversation.
You've done it so many times.
Of course
to
I
me.
Do.
Because you're tired.
That makes me yawn. Don't make me yawn.
Anyways, guys, we are going over our 2025 predictions that we predicted for last year. We're going to see if any of them came true.
I think quite a bit did.
Yeah, me too.
And then we're going to make our predictions for 2026.
Yeah, and Court's going to help us because Court has a lot of predictions.
Yeah.
Reba's going to come to the studio. I'm already making that prediction. Okay.
Reba?
Whoa.
What if Reba came to Smosh?
I would love Reba as a guest.
I'm not saying that she's on a video. She just comes to Smosh.
She's just here.
She just says hi.
She watches over Moose Master. Okay, so that's my first prediction, is Reba's going to come to Smosh Studio, whether she's in a video or not.
She's going to be here. She's going to meet us.
Just put your arms around each other and be there.
Okay, should we look over our predictions for 2025 and mark off all the ones that we got right?
Court.
Okay.
And they're right
Courtney
here.
Has them. Okay, so.
Wait, we can't have Court covered the whole time.
No, I'll bring it up for when you
guys.
Yeah.
So we wrote. It's year of the
viral animals.
What was the viral animal of 2025? Mm-hmm. Do we know what ended up being like some of the viral animals?
With the baby hippo?
Well, the baby hippo was 2024.
What? Yeah, that was 2024. Crazy,
2024.
I know.
Capybaras were big in 2025.
Oh, yeah. The old bear.
The anglerfish.
That passed away.
That was just so sad.
I should have said anglerfish.
Yeah, you should have.
I said whale. So I think the anglerfish that died was like the 2025. That was a big one.
So we guessed cow, elephants, whale, hyrax.
I forget who said hyrax.
Wasn't there an orange shark this year?
Was there
maybe
an orange
giraffe
shark?
And sloth? Safe to say that none of our animals were correct.
We did not nail that.
Remember there was the baby giraffe that passed away, but it was the first giraffe or the only giraffe to be alive without spots.
It didn't have spots.
And it looked beautiful. So a giraffe, there was a baby giraffe.
I know, but that's sad.
But they stayed a baby.
There wasn't a
baby forever. That's so sad.
Okay. I think we call that one a loss. I don't think we had a big hit with any of those.
Yeah, that's a loss.
But that's okay.
Should we
do you want to cross it out?
I guess we can't cross
it. No, we'll just leave it unchecked. We'll mark the square if we feel this.
Let's check.
If you're just listening right now, Court is holding up a massive big piece of white paper.
Yeah, give it a little sound.
That's me, big piece of white.
Okay, this next one I threw out there because I was listening to a lot of Chapel Roan.
Yeah.
And so at the beginning of 2025, I said, you know, I think Chapel Roan's career, it blew up so big, so fast. I think Chapel Roan's going to take a break.
I think
like that. That's a thing that musicians do a lot.
Well, she was getting very overwhelmed with her fans because her fans were being a lot. And I kind of feel like she did take a break.
She did take a break. She had to cancel a big show.
And I think she like delayed her album. Am I wrong?
She delayed the release of Subway for a very, very long time. But I specifically remember she had to miss a big show because of her mental health.
Mm-hmm.
And people were like, this diva. And I'm like, we all wanted a diva. We all wanted a diva. You guys just couldn't handle
it. Listen, no one is coming for you. You have to take the breaks for yourself. You have to give yourself self-care. Nobody is going to tell you to take a break. So I'm glad that she did.
She did go on tour.
She is on tour. So I don't know if it's like, it's a little like.
It's not like a big break.
It's not like she pulled a Fiona Apple. You know what I mean?
Fiona Apple.
That's kind of what I think. Not quite that prediction. I think I was predicting she's going to like not announced. she's gonna like go away. I don't think that's true. I don't think she fully took a break. I think she was really around. She was performing, she was doing all that stuff.
Okay.
All right. Someone super famous on Bit City or Smosh Mouth.
Yep.
Let's see. Like,
well, Bob the Drag Queen was on Smosh Mouth.
Pretty big.
Trixie Mattel.
Trixie Mattel and Bob the Drag Queen. So we did have two of the biggest drag queens ever.
That's arguable,
on
yes.
On both shows. I'd say that's pretty big.
Yeah, Bill Clinton was also on Bit City.
That's true. There for the big reveal.
And Ripley.
And Ripley.
I mean, Jacksepticeye on URL was really cool. Jacksepticeye on Smosh Mouth as well.
As far as YouTube goes, like, Jacksepticeye is one of the, like, big legendary ones.
I got to meet him, which was so
very cool.
Very cool.
And I was glad you met him, not in the context of here. You met him at a party.
Yeah, I met him at a party.
And it was very fun.
And I was dumb and said, "Where are you from?"
Yeah.
And he was like, Ireland.
And then he did stop by here again.
And we hung out.
Because he really wanted to stop by.
Cooler than you could ever imagine, guys.
Literally very, very cool.
Truly such a normal dude.
Such a sweet guy. And funny as hell.
Because we've hung out with him a few times now outside of work. And it's just kind of weird to just be like,
hey.
Just vibing.
Hey.
I adore him.
Yeah. I think we can mark that as we got it. We got someone super famous.
Oh! Sorry, I smelled the Sharpie.
Oh, God. Yeah. Courtney's
high.
Okay,
now.
Vanna White? I actually don't think we can show that. I think we'll get demonetized for that.
Okay.
Our Vanna White is going to pass out. Okay.
Damien.
I think I did this one.
Damien will go back to white hair. He didn't.
No, I think he's all natural now.
He's been all natural.
Wow. He changed his tune, and that's fine. That's fine.
Amanda, you also said a show with celebrities dancing with goats.
Yes, and I'm so glad that you mentioned that that was my pitch. Yes,
that was
yes,
your
was.
Pitch. We need to establish.
Here's the deal. This is not far off. Come on. Okay, there's no show with celebrities dancing with goats, but there are shows dancing with the stars.
And that's not a prediction because that show's been on for 25 years.
Dancing goat, greatest of all time.
Oh, Tom Brady could end up on Dancing with the Stars.
I do not want to watch that.
Why not?
Because his knees are going to break. He's going to fall apart.
He was just playing football like a year ago.
Let's be real. He's patched up. That man is falling apart.
I don't know. That guy's like a robot probably.
I think he is actually.
I think he's a robot. His diet is like, have you ever heard about his diet?
What is it?
Chicken? He like doesn't eat sugar. He eats like only avocados or something.
That is so unfun.
Yeah. But hey, he played football until he was 45, and he was
it's incredible,
really great.
Wow. Okay.
I hate to say it.
So I didn't get this one, but it is a good one.
But we got it. We got someone. Hey, look, out of all of these, which one did we want to come true? We wanted someone super famous on Bit City / Smosh Mouth.
Yeah, and we got that.
And we got it.
We got it on both.
And I think that's another prediction we'll make for this year of just.
Are we keeping track?
It's hard to keep track. We're a big deal now.
Should I write this down? That Reba McEntire's coming and then also someone famous is going to be on Smosh.
We got to get Reba.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I got a prediction of my own. I'll bring it up later.
Oh my god, I moved the whole table.
Woo! Amanda, where have you been?
This episode is brought to you by ZocDoc. I was going to all my appointments because I forgot to do that last year, and I am not doing that again.
You went to all your doctor's appointments?
Yeah, I did. Dermatologist, dentist, OBGYN, that one was important. Optometrist, I got them all done in the same day. You know why? Because of ZocDoc. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare high-quality in-network doctors and click to instantly book an appointment. I love using ZocDoc. It is so easy. The app is so easy. I can book appointments the same day and find doctors in my network. Super easy.
Sorry. Rewind. You went to them all in the same day?
Don't do that again. ZocDoc allows you to filter and find the right doctors for you. They show actual appointment openings so you can choose a time slot that works for you, and most bookings happen within 24 to 72 hours. That's unheard of.
Wow, I'm convinced. If I didn't already have the app downloaded, I'd be downloading it right now.
Stop putting off those doctor's appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/SmoshMouth to find and instantly book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/SmoshMouth, ZocDoc.com/SmoshMouth.
Back to the show. Ah, James!
You forgot the jingle! Idiot! I'm out of here!
Okay, our next page. Wedding attendee as chosen. This did happen.
Yes, it did.
This did happen. I don't know if we can find the post, but I remember seeing this, that someone, they asked permission from the bride and groom. They're like, can I dress up as the chosen and be at this wedding? And they're like, yes, absolutely. And so they were the chosen at a wedding. Now, also, what happened this year, very cool, someone proposed to their partner dressed as the chosen, while their partner was also dressed as the chosen.
Oh, proposing.
Oh, my God.
Chosen.
Wait, did we see this picture?
I'm correct on that, too, right?
Yeah.
That absolutely happened.
I think so. I got a
photo. Yes, there was a proposal. There was a chosen proposal.
If we have the photo, we're going to show it.
Proposing.
That is commitment.
Will you go
incredible.
On this journey with me?
Oh. So we can mark that off as
we can mark that off.
Moving
it around.
We were supposed to get Van a white, but
I accidentally
couldn't get Van a white.
Drop it and I just mark it across the face. You give a unibrow.
She goes, nah.
Okay, this didn't happen and it pisses me off. Smosh acknowledged by the pro darts community.
So
it's
sad.
Not really?
It was not. And I'm like, come on, man, there's a win for you.
Come on, look at our videos.
Acknowledge us.
What if we had a real dart person? Come on, darts.
Here's what I want. No, here's I'm going to throw this out. Not as a prediction. Here is my dream. Like, here is a dream Smosh video.
Okay.
Fred Darts versus Fred Durst darts video.
Love it. Heart.
Are we putting that out there?
I'm not going to say it's a prediction. It's just because it's just something I really want to make happen. We got to get Fred Durst to come on a games video and play darts against Fred Darts.
I can just picture Spencer being like,
oh, he's going to freak the fuck out.
I just want to say there were so many chosen Halloween costumes this
year. It was a lot. It was very cool.
And the chosen Brianna Boho combo always makes me happy.
It means a lot to me. It's really cool to see.
So cool.
What I love about the chosen too is that it's like, I don't view it as like, oh, they're dressing up as this my character. I'm like, everyone's chosen is their own chosen.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's very cool. All right, so fuck the pro darts community. They fuck
them. Are you joking?
Fuck them.
Do
fuck
not
them.
Say that on live
Fuck
on
them.
Live
they didn't acknowledge
air.
Us. They didn't acknowledge us. Acknowledge us, pro darts community. We've acknowledged them.
Well, here's the thing. Maybe they're just really annoyed at how poorly we play darts.
Yeah.
We're really not good.
Yeah.
Also, we're playing with, like, magnets.
Yeah.
It's pretty tough.
Yeah. And you just you're just a rude guy.
Oh.
I just have a whole rant about you right now.
This is where it comes out, the darts.
Yeah, you're just a rude guy.
Oh, this next one did come true.
Yes.
A new soda with protein.
Yes.
And there suddenly one day here at the Smosh office.
I know.
Yeah.
There's like, what are these? Oh, they're sparkling waters with protein in them.
And there was like 10 grams of protein
it's
or something.
It's a lot of protein.
There was a
I
lot.
Don't trust it at all.
No,
there was
no,
that
no,
like
no.
blue raspberry soda one. I really liked it.
But that came true.
That's wild.
What a weird prediction that you had that came true.
I know, so weird.
When you said it, I was like, what are you talking about?
Not only
about?
That, yeah. like protein became a complete craze
yeah,
this year.
Look, and I love protein, but this is getting a little weird.
Did you guys
I'm
remember?
I'm like, guys, eat beans, eat chicken, eat protein. Like,
okay.
Eat the source.
Do you remember the guy in Love is Blind who literally put his chicken in a blender
yes.
and drank it? That was hideous. Guys. Let protein just be, okay?
We don't need protein in
let's
everything.
Let's just relax.
Alien goes to the White House for real. Did not happen.
Totally happened.
No.
It probably happened, but we don't know.
You don't know.
About
they
it.
Probably go every
they're
weekend.
They're not going to go to the White House right
not
now.
Not right now, no.
They're not
they're
going to go.
They're waiting.
They're not going to go right now.
They're just waiting.
Coca-Cola will nix the polar bear.
No.
Nope.
They're working with, so we're in December right now. They're working with Santa right now, but I don't think they did they nix the polar bear?
No. I don't think so. I think they had polar bear stuff. I just thought, like, they're going to move on from the polar bear. They're going to rebrand.
I don't think they ever would.
They did not rebrand.
No.
Amanda goes, what does that say?
Amanda
goes on The View. I really wanted this to happen.
Guys.
I think it'd be very funny if you ended up on The View. But
what
didn't happen.
What would I talk about?
I think you need to own them.
If you go on, just get
owned by Amanda.
I'll just own them all.
Yeah.
But I want to be in, like, an old school blazer suit. Like a skirt blazer thing, and I'm just very dressed up for the
totally.
View.
Really quick, can I jump back to Coca-Cola?
Yeah.
They did have a weird commercial, a weird holiday commercial this year, and I'm pretty sure it was like mostly
I think
all
they
generative
did
AI, and I believe there was a polar bear in it, or some kind of cold animal. Disappointing.
Yeah.
But
they kept it. And maybe I'll go on The View next year.
We'll try. What's that last one? Smoshmouth reaches
1 million subs.
We are so close.
We are so close. I really want it to happen.
We are so close.
It could, okay, realistically, by now it's possible we've hit it or we're very close.
That would be incredible.
As of recording this, we are not quite there yet, but it's really cool how close we are.
Mm-hmm.
Then all the Smosh channels have at least 1 million subscribers.
That's unreal. Huge.
So yeah. Three so far have been right.
And that's not bad.
That's really
with
good.
With how weird ours
One,
are.
Two, well, this two, one's, you know, the alien part is
all
we
right.
don't know.
What's our next page? Smosh holds a video game record. Now, we don't hold a video game record, but we do hold a board game record. So... Kind of came
true. The Hungry Hungry Hippos?
Hungry Hungry Hippos. Me and Chance hold a world record for
You're
the
right.
time to beat Hungry Hungry Hippos as a duo.
3, 2, 1, go.
I bet you we could win. I bet you that we could make a record for most fist fights during a video game. Because I know you guys have had lots of... you guys freaking be
fighting for real.
During
yeah.
video games.
And this next year, we're going to hold the record for most Reba in one video.
I'm a fist fight, y'all. But that's not even her voice. I'll work on it.
So you're crossing off video game records.
I think we hold a Guinness World...
Yeah.
A game gaming
record.
World record.
Yeah.
And so I think it's good enough.
I think
awesome.
So, too. Is there not a record for how many times we played Resident Evil or watched Spencer
no.
play? Guys, come on.
No.
Okay.
Sorry, no. Smosh Mouth listeners in Antarctica.
This happened. We have a picture of it.
Yeah.
And it's right here.
Ready.
Think of others that fans could do, because The Chosen at a Wedding is what I'm really excited about, and I'm trying to think of other crazy things. Oh, I had one of someone. Okay, someone will listen to Smosh Mouth in Antarctica. How do you know that's up?
Someone in Antarctica is listening to Smosh Mouth.
We got it. Thank you.
Selena's like, I hate.
Thanks,
Auntie.
Thank
you to our Antarctica listeners.
You guys are incredible.
And then finally, Smosh Mouth listeners in 100 countries. I feel like this got proven to be true like
yes.
immediately.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't know. We haven't tallied it up to 100 countries.
It was last year 129.
Holy
129.
Crap. So I don't know what it is for 2025.
So Smosh Mouth is listened in 129 countries, maybe more.
Yeah.
That's very cool. We got all three of these.
That is so cool.
Pretty sick. It does amaze me hearing and like seeing the comments of where people are at in
the world. It amazed me that people are listening to us talk.
It's very cool. I know. I'm like, what?
I'm like, huh?
It's trippy, man. It's really trippy.
It is really, really cool.
But I really appreciate it. Now we move on to 2026.
We're well into the 20s, aren't we?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
The 2020s.
That's crazy.
What do you think is the better part of a decade, the first half or the second half? I almost feel like the second half is where like the identity
second.
Of that decade starts to really...
Have you watched a movie from the early 2000s? The outfits are horrendous.
But we figured out. But we figured it out by 2005.
I think 2008. I think 2008 was when that identity was really figured out.
Yeah,
2008 was like prime 2000s.
Yeah. 2000, like the year 2000 was. What happened in the year 2000? I don't know.
Y2K.
But,
everyone was all rattled and scared from the computers rebooting potentially.
Yeah. We weren't figuring that out yet. So I think the second half.
2010s was weird. I feel like maybe the first half of that was a little better.
Yeah.
And then, but 2020s, I think we can only do better than the first half. First half, pretty bad.
What happened?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
What? You hear about this? You know about this?
What? You hear about this? You hear about this? Okay. 2026. Look, I gotta have hope. I'm like, we gotta have this be a good year.
Do we have a word for 2026 that you guys want?
A word for 2026?
Yeah, like a word that you're striving for. You know how people choose a word?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm not good with that type of thing.
Oh, well, too bad. You have to do it.
Actually, no, thank you.
No, don't open a portal right now. I'm going to shut this portal and you're going to do
Stranger Things hands at each other?
Okay.
Stranger Things.
I don't know if Doctor I can Strange. Think of a word for it.
A word that you want for 2026. Ooh. That's what I'm thinking.
Ooh. Like... I'll go
like
with...
okay, so 2025, my word was observe.
Oh.
2026, my word is pause.
So you're talking about more like intentions.
Me, yes.
Oh, because like, I was gonna say like wow, like 2026. I think it's gonna be wow.
No, not the year like as a whole. Like for what your intention is.
My intention. Focus.
Love it.
Focus.
Focus is good.
You know, like just focus.
Mine can't fit in one word unless you guys can help me.
No, it's okay.
Get back on the horse.
Get back on the horse. I think that's similar to focus.
Giddy up. Let's put that in.
Okay.
Giddy up.
I did say howdy ho when we started this episode.
Howdy ho or giddy up.
Giddy
works.
Up is a good word for 2026. Yeah. Giddy up.
Giddy up.
All right.
Wow.
Okay. Giddy up.
Giddy up.
Pause.
Reba.
Giddy up.
Focus.
Reba.
Focus, Reba. Pause, giddy up.
Pause, giddy up, and focus. Okay, amen.
My word for 2026 is Reba.
Reba.
All right. Predictions for 2026. Does anyone want to begin?
SNL will be hosted by a famous TikToker.
I really like this prediction. They have yet to really lean into like a YouTuber internet personality.
Yeah. Trisha Paytas had a cameo in an episode, but did not host. Like, so that's
they
huge.
Always choose a big celebrity who has like a bunch of movies going on right now. I think it's possible that SNL is going to have a host that is just like TikTok famous, YouTube famous, which is no shade, nothing like that.
No.
But they've never had that.
Well, and a lot of YouTube TikTok people are trained sketch people that are just doing TikTok and YouTube as a means of getting themselves out there, right?
I mean, Veronica is cool, who's casted as of right now, is from TikTok.
And Jeremy is mostly known from Dropout.
Yeah.
Like, these... people would argue like, oh, they're internet personalities. Like, no, they've been, a lot of them have been doing stage and sketch for years.
Oh, gosh,
but they're known via that, right? So I think that's more what I'm thinking. Someone threw this out there. I saw it when Jeremy got hired as an SNL cast member. I saw someone being like, dude, if Brendan Lee Mulligan hosted SNL, it'd be incredible. And I'm like, he would kill it.
Yeah.
Would that count as this?
I think that would count
prediction?
To me because I'm like, so Brendan Lee Mulligan is famous for... Dimension 20 and what he does on Dropout. And I'm like, but is Dropout even count as internet?
I said TikTok.
You said TikTok. I would be curious because I think usually like most of the time I feel like when people host SNL, they're promoting something big.
It's true.
So I'm like, what could a TikToker be doing? Like maybe they're going to be in a movie and they're promoting. But yeah, I'm very curious about this. I definitely think an internet person at the very least.
I also think like it would have been wild with Iron Lung coming out if Markiplier had hosted.
Whoa.
Like,
see?
You get, like, something like that, I'm like, that'd be really cool.
Yeah.
That would have been huge. Yep. Dang, missed opportunity.
Okay, you want to hear something that would be insane?
Whoa. Tell us.
Just for one day, comes out of retirement, Jenna Marbles hosts SNL.
Oh, my gosh.
Imagine that. Just like, yeah, just out of the blue.
I think the internet would actually, like, explode.
Would that count as my prediction? Because
I would count that.
Like,
I think this is going to be one that we can kind of have like a little bit of a caveat.
Okay. Internet person.
An internet person will host SNL in 2026.
Because I would also simultaneously say if like Addison Rae hosted, I wouldn't count that because she's now not just doing TikTok.
Yeah,
she's got an album.
I'm talking like
stuff.
They're just on the internet.
Yeah.
That's what I.
That's not
I
like where they got their start.
Already done movies and stuff like that.
Because like
true.
Because if it's like oh if they got their start there, it's like they've already done that. Donald Glover started on YouTube.
Right.
So Bo Burnham started on YouTube.
Right.
Oh, good prediction. Bo Burnham comes back.
Is he taking a break?
He just every 5 years he appears
and changes your life and rattles your soul.
So actually, it's due time for Bo Burnham to drop something.
Because his last thing was it Inside. God, that was so incredible.
Everything he comes out and does is like the coolest thing I've ever seen.
He's like a Massachusetts boy.
He started posting some of his stuff on TikTok in the last like several months, like just kind of sprinkling it around.
I think we need to normalize people taking 5 years off, because if you want greatness, you need artists to take a break
and have something to think about and talk about.
Yes.
I really do love, and I think a lot of them do it, but I love the YouTubers who drop like a video every few months and they really take time. And I love that. I don't think you need to do the thing that was necessary like 8 years ago or whatever, where you have to keep up your relevancy by being out there.
No.
I think people
It's sad. I think platforms like TikTok, that's how their algorithm operates. Like if you take 2 weeks off, like you feel it in your views, and that sucks. Like that sucks to foster an environment like that where people feel like they can't stop and have something to think about or say. Totally. You know?
Well, you're not getting quality content at all. If you are, and I know that we put out videos all the time, but it's just like we have a huge team. Mm-hmm. Right. If you're by yourself, it's like we need to give artists time to cook, like fill our cups.
I do think about that when I see people online who are posting stuff constantly. And I'm always like, man, what would they make if you gave them time?
If you
and
gave
they
them
weren't
time.
Worried about putting stuff out there every day and you gave them...
They might question themselves, which might be good because you kind of need to like switch things up.
Totally.
You need a little bit more pressure.
Totally.
And I feel like more time gives you... more pressure. That's what I feel like with TikTok is it's like you're seeing stuff all the time. You're actually erasing the pressure, right? You're adding the pressure of time, but you're erasing the pressure of the quality of it. And I'm not saying that TikTokers are not doing quality work, but I'm saying like as me, as an artist, I need to give myself the time to like you should have a project every 3 to 5 years, like a side big project.
Emma Chamberlain has talked about this a lot, and like her dad I guess taught her a really valuable lesson of like you need to take a break and experience life so that you have something to say.
You'll just be a better artist, performer.
Right.
Yeah, because as an artist, you just you like we're saying something with what we put out. Like we have an overarching message that like friendship always wins, or comedy rooted in friendship. Here, like we work to send that message all the time. And like
And if you're not like living your life, you don't have anything to offer people.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If you are not, if you don't have like a hobby that you're giddy about, that's not just your art. Like in my opinion, you have nothing to say. You have nothing that I personally can gain from.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I'm going on this thing, but
art is objective too. So like we're saying art, it can be anything that you're doing. You
exactly.
Know?
Yeah.
But yeah.
Cooking. You could be like doing cooking videos.
And I know people feel the pressure right now with everything of like, they don't have the time, they don't have the money, they don't have the ability to like get that space to do that.
Yeah.
And that sucks. I think I feel for them, and that I'm like, I want to see that happen for so many of them.
But a part of me is also talking about not just filming it and letting the world see
it.
I'm talking about a conversation with a person.
Totally.
Like, I want to have it, like, you can change people's lives just by meeting someone on the street and having a conversation with them. And I know that that's rare nowadays, but it's like, that to me is what I'm talking about. It's like people, we forget that it's like, oh, my resume, my TikTok, my brand. It's like, what about you as yourself? Building up yourself things that you want to talk about.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah. Like, how big is your internet self and how big is your real self? And which one is clouding out over the other?
Yes.
I feel that.
Because you know you've met someone from the internet, so or like a famous person, and you're like, what's going on with you as a person?
Or people who are not on the internet and who are doing so much, and just because the world doesn't know about it, you know?
Right.
Anyways, that's my rant.
I love that, though.
Love that. Good start.
Thanks.
This episode of Smoshmouth is brought to you by AG1. Amanda, I predict that this year, I'm going to take better care of my health.
I really hope so. And you know what can help with that is AG1. because it is all about consistency. Okay, every morning I have a glass of water, I put a scoop of AG1 in there, and I drink it on an empty stomach, and I don't even need to think about it.
Do you take any other supplements or vitamins?
Nope. AG1 has multivitamins, pre and probiotics, superfoods, and antioxidants in one scoop. And with their new next-gen formula, they've added even more vitamins and minerals to fill those nutrition gaps.
So many gaps, so little time.
I love the berry flavor. I take the little travel packets. Mm-hmm. They're so easy. You just put them in your water, and if you're on the plane, you're like, oh my God, I feel amazing.
Wow.
AG1 has over 50,000 verified 5-star reviews and comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Go to drinkag1.com/smoshmouth to get their best offer. For a limited time only, get a free AG1 duffel bag and free AG1 welcome kit with your first subscription order. Only while supplies last. That's drinkag1.com/smoshmouth. drinkag1.com/smoshmouth. Back to our predictions.
Courtney, do you have a prediction?
I do. I think someone on the Smosh cast is going to either host a red carpet or interview on the red carpet.
Ooh.
That's definitely possible.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. Who do we think?
I think it could be someone like Arasha, or like, I would love for it to be me. I definitely think you or Shane could be. I think we have, that's the beauty of it. I think we have so many talented Smosh members. I think you and Tommy have already done something close to it.
I love hosting,
which was
Tommy.
DragCon.
It is so fun. And then we did Three Body Problem. That was really,
yeah.
We like actually interviewed celebrities that I was like, oh my God, I'm a fan.
Yeah.
And that was intense, but I loved it.
So
I guess it's theoretically happened, but
let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You're talking about even on a bigger scale of
like
hosting for one of them.
I'm thinking about like, obviously this is the biggest version of that, but like Emma Chamberlain interviewing everybody on behalf of Vogue at the Met Gala.
Yeah.
That's a big one. That's probably the biggest possible. And so I'm thinking like, you know, if there's another, there's going to be another Marvel movie that comes out and it's like one of you guys, one of us, like
cool.
Interviewing
you,
the
you
cast.
You could do it
carpet.
And be in like a sick outfit.
Yeah, nice. that's a given. But
yeah. Of course. Hello.
Okay.
I love that.
Thanks.
That's a good one.
Okay, here's the first one I wrote down. There will be really good news for everyone. I don't know, just legit a day everyone feels good.
How is Selena supposed to write that down?
We need that. No, we need a day that we all agree, like, what happened that we all felt really good. Because we need a win.
I agree.
I just feel like the world needs a win, and I'm saying the world will have a win.
Something is going to happen.
Something good.
It's going to be a good year.
Something or to someone or that we all just think is really awesome.
Yeah. The world needs a win.
Any version at the end of the year, if we go, that happened and we all felt good about it.
I love that.
Okay.
That's a good prediction.
Okay. I'll move on from this one. I'll make a more specific one. A gathering of 100 chosen.
Whoa.
There will be a gathering of 100 chosen somewhere.
Oh my God.
Somehow.
Did we not say versus?
You were joking about 100 chosen versus one Sarah Christ. There can be just one kidding. Sarah Christ
Bonus.
There, but 100 chosen.
Guys, if there's 100 chosen and then there's one Sarah Christ just in the background and all you can see is the bangs, I count that.
If 100 chosen show up to any convention, that'd be incredible.
I want to be part of that.
You can be there.
Can we go and get a bodyguard legit, and the bodyguard is also dressed like a chosen?
If that is legit happening, where there's like, okay, 100 or more chosens are going to show up to this like convention, like an anime con, comic con, I will show up and I will try to just stay within the crowd And,
Whoa. Your overall stature gets recognized from a quarter mile away. You're not going to be able to hide. And
not if the other chosens are willing to disguise me as well. As long as they don't blow my cover.
They're going
to
know it's you. Because that butt.
If you ever are at a chosen gathering and one of us is there, be cool.
Yeah. Do not blow my cover.
I want to add one more just because it's also a chosen thing. It's my two chosen predictions. I'm also predicting chosen on a jumbotron.
I love it.
That's perfect.
Also very possible. If you dress up as the chosen at any sort of event or anything and you end up on the jumbotron, like a kiss cam or whatever, it wins.
Two chosens kissing each other on the
two chosens
cam.
Two
okay,
chosens,
that's crazy.
Two chosens
guys.
Kissing on a kiss cam at a on a jumbotron. That is
unbelievable.
I retire. Oh, I'm done.
Wait.
I'm like, hey.
Are you gonna retire then?
I'll think about it. I'll take a break for 5 years. No. But that would be amazing.
That would be amazing.
That would be the peak for me. I'd be like, all right.
I love that.
You're done. You can die
the
happy.
Best. Okay. Amanda?
Okay, there'll be a Smosh baby.
Jesus Christ.
I know I predicted this and it was true.
Yeah, you knew.
I knew. I'm doing it again because whatever. And it's not me. It's literally not me. No. But like, I'm doing it again. Whatever. Maybe there'll be a Smosh baby. I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe it'll be like a baby, like a kitten. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
There could be any version of it. Because Angela's baby from 2024, we counted as a Smosh baby.
Yes, exactly. So I'm just putting it out there. Who knows?
Okay. All right.
It could be like a little baby fur baby as well.
I love that.
That's one of mine.
I wrote down Smosh Mouth. Well, so we had Smosh Mouth in Antarctica. Smosh Mouth in space.
Oh.
What?
Someone watches.
You want an astronaut being like.
Someone watches or listens to Smosh Mouth in space.
Do you think that's possible?
I don't know.
Do you think they're able to?
I don't know.
I don't know if, like, you know, they can get the signal up there.
But they can talk to Houston. Whoever he is.
Yeah, Hugh is Houston.
Hugh is Houston.
What is
that's
like
the headquarters? That's Hugh
is Houston.
That's the NASA.
No, I know, but like
NASA.
Yeah, we're fucking around, dude.
It's Houston, dude.
We're joking with
Johnny,
you,
Johnny Houston.
Joking. Shane, learn what comedy is for once.
Oh my God.
Okay, this one's crazy because I thought I put this as a prediction, but apparently I didn't. Anthony shaves his head.
Oh yeah. I think this is a very good one.
Yeah, I thought I said it. In the predictions last year, he didn't.
So it doesn't even matter.
It doesn't matter.
But
are you predicting it
for this year?
Anthony shaves his head in 2026.
Okay.
And maybe he'll hear this and just do it.
Okay. Do you want me to do another one?
I'm struggling.
That's okay.
Don't even worry about it.
If you think of one, say.
You want to read one of mine?
But,
okay.
Yeah. I don't. You. Absolutely.
My next one is new fish.
What?
I think it's going to be a new fish. I think they're going to discover a new fish.
Oh, I thought you meant Fish the Band. There's going to be a new Fish the Band.
Why would I do that?
I was like, why would anyone
talk about Fish the Band?
Why would another band come up and go, we're the new fish?
There's a new fish. Well, that's how, so Fish has been around for centuries and a new band has to go and kill them.
Everyone loves that band.
Nobody.
It is hours and hours. Your friend's dad loves that band. No, my friends from home who are my age literally spend money and go and listen to Fish.
Wow.
For hours.
You're thinking there's going to be a new Fish, but there already wasn't
Fish.
Me
at the aquarium.
Listen to Fish. Everyone, believe Fish.
I'm not going to laugh at that. So what kind of fish? What kind of?
This one I actually do agree.
I'm not gonna laugh at that.
So you think there's gonna be a new fish?
I think they're gonna discover like a new fish, and it's gonna be like a big deal.
There was one, the orange shark. Did you see the thing about that, Selena? There was an orange shark, where it's a rare combination of albinism and another genetic mutation. It looked like a giant goldfish, but it was a shark.
It was a nurse shark.
But that's a nurse shark.
I'm saying like a new species is going to be like, we're going to be like,
we're
going to
discover a new fish.
Like, and they're discovering new shit all the time. Right. But I think it's going to be a big deal and everyone's going to hear about
it. Like deep under the water.
Maybe it could be anywhere.
What is this fish going to look like? Big, small, medium?
That's way too detailed for me to predict.
What?
I don't know. I think it's going to be funny.
Funny?
I think a funny new fish. It's going to be like, look at this funny looking fish.
Okay.
Look at this
Look at this dumbass that we discovered. He's been hiding all this time.
I think we both have this one. But I think there's going to be a Smosh version of Flip 7.
Oh, I wrote that down. I want a Smosh version of Flip 7.
I think there's going to be like cute little pictures, like drawings of each cast member of like how they apply to that number. Or like the second chance card. And like has a picture of Chance and a heart.
Oh my God, I love that.
I think that Flip, because Flip, we love Flip 7. And Flip 7, I think, might love us right back. And so maybe that could be really cool.
Wait, that's actually brilliant. And we play the game here with Reba.
And then we play it with Reba.
Yeah.
Wait, that actually gave me an idea that you just said that. I predict that we have a tarot card set made of all Smosh.
Okay.
Smosh people, Smosh characters.
Okay. Smosh tarot.
Right? Like Queen of Swords is like Sarah Christ or something.
Okay.
I don't know. That would be sick.
That'd be cool.
Do you know that back in the day with tarot, or they call it tarot, they would have kings and queens would have like an artist recreate their like family lineage in tarot cards.
Oh, wow.
So they would literally get like a made tarot set of their entire family. Imagine how sick that is.
That's really beautiful. Cool. We all got our tarot cards read at the holiday party.
That's what
this
I was
year.
Thinking True. About, and I got Queen of Swords.
I forget what I got, but it was about water.
So you got cups.
And then someone spilled their drink on you.
No.
That'd be
How
really
dare you.
You were really drunk
what
at
did
that
you
party,
get?
Shane.
I got a guy carrying some stuff on a... I don't know the name of it.
No, remember it had like a dry garden, a dry desert below it.
Desert below
it. Oh, eight of wands? Eight
yes,
of swords?
There was wands or swords or something. I think it was wands.
Anyways.
I have another one.
Yes. Please.
Go ahead.
I think a late night show is going to do a D&D.
Okay.
I think there's going to be some kind of like Jimmy Fallon playing like a one shot or something. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I like the prediction that network TV is going to try to do D&D because it's been so big.
100%.
Critical Role and Dimension 20.
Can you imagine Jimmy Fallon playing D&D?
Like Jimmy Fallon is playing D&D with like Kendall Jenner. Like, it's going to be, no,
what?
I'm not even joking, because, Dungeons and Drag Queens, it was years ago, but it was huge. Everybody got to see that first episode, and then the rest was behind the paywall, like, validly so, but it was incredibly done, and, like, all those drag queens still talk about it. They all got to dress up as their characters for Halloween this past year. Like, it's huge. I definitely think, like, a late night show or the traditional media circuit is going to somehow take on D&D.
Wait, okay. I love that. That's a really good prediction. Can we all jump in on this? What's the viral animal for 2026?
Ooh.
I think my new fish prediction is kind of like my...
God, your new fish.
I'm leaning
fish.
Into my new fish.
His new dumbass fish is what he
Whoa.
Said. You said dumbass,
hey,
didn't you?
Look, anglerfish was big for 2025. That would have counted.
I didn't hear about this.
Yeah, the anglerfish that died.
Okay, can you tell me more than just that?
Thing, it's the most famous thing they can do. I actually don't know...
First time that an anglerfish was like...
Caught on...
Fully captured on camera.
Yeah.
They're the ones with the
little
yeah.
light. And
with a little light.
Because it was starting to swim up and float into its
into death. Its ascension.
Yeah. Its name like Angel or something? Oh. That's really sad. I just made it more sad.
Wasn't it like
its
Angel,
was Angel
or something?
And
wasn't
it was
Precious
up?
Angel
name.
Or
probably
something?
Her name. Male anglerfish are really, really tiny.
Of course, that makes sense.
And they attach themselves to the female
and then they die
and
become a ball sack.
So they become clingy and small?
They become a tiny little ball sack attached to...
That makes so much sense.
What a life.
They just... That they I just live. Love that male... I just love that male anglerfish are just honest.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, they're like,
they just
tiny
become what they are.
I'm a ball sack and I'm going to stay with you forever.
I'm going to die and become a ball sack for you.
Wow.
Truly.
Okay, I think the viral animal... is a turtle.
I love that prediction.
Yeah.
I think a famous
you have a
turtle.
Few turtles on there.
Well, I said that Shane's going to get a turtle, but I'm X-naying.
I saw that and I was like, not if I have anything to say about it.
I'm X-naying that.
I had turtles as a kid.
I think the viral animal of 2026 is going to be a turtle.
Speaking of 5-year breaks, having a turtle is like that. They disappear for like a year or two and then all of a sudden they just show up again. You're like, where the hell have you been?
Because they go underground or somewhere cold and wide. Also, wasn't there a turtle who went viral either last year or the year before that just saved his species? By being a total stud.
Damn.
Do you know what I'm saying? There was a big, there was an old turtle that just got every female turtle pregnano.
Whoa, that turtle was slaying it.
Swanging it.
Wasn't there a Galapagos turtle that just died that was alive from like the 1800s?
Man, you like talking about animals dying. I'm kidding.
That's the most famous.
It's real.
Wait. So it is my dream to go on the Galapagos with my mom and my sister. We've talked about it for years, but you can't stay on the island. If you want to go, you have to do like a scuba dive tour and you have to stay on the boat for like a week or something.
Whoa.
And that is my ultimate dream.
Interesting.
That's what I want to do. But I'm like, can I be on a boat and dive that many days and not
I love animals that are specific to one island, because like Galapagos tortoises and then Kodiak bears. Like they get real weird on some of those islands.
I also
like,
think maybe
like Kodiak bears are like the biggest bears fucking ever.
Yeah, because they're all on their own.
Because they're on on this tiny little island where they have so much fish that they're all just huge.
Yeah, they're just having a great time.
Mm-hmm.
Just buff.
I think a primate is going to do something new.
Oh, like an orangutan?
I think a primate, orangutan. Whether it's a gorilla or a monkey or a chimp, I think they're going to do something new. Do you know what I mean?
So monkey or primate?
So
monkeys, primate. I thought was like all of them.
Primates, or wait, I guess
Selena's our fact checker right now.
Because there's apes, but they're all primates, right?
Yeah.
Oh. Nice.
She won. One Courtney, zero Shane.
Who will win by the end of 2026?
I think they're gonna do something new, like braid hair. Like they're gonna like you know how like we've had some videos where it's like, oh, this bird is using a tool.
Or learn C++.
What's that?
The coding language.
I think that's
already
started.
Imagine like this orangutan. It's like we left all these monkeys in a room with a typewriter and they learned Python.
I just mean like whether they're observing them in the wild or in captivity, not like a monkey that's being trained to do something.
Yeah.
They're going to do something new.
Yeah, they're going to do something new.
Okay.
They're not going to do this code stuff that you just
like
dropped.
Sing.
Could you imagine that? Like,
like singing a song. What if they learned la 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 la? Like what if?
Did you guys have the thing? Everybody does this with their own pet, where at some point you have a private conversation with nobody around with your pet, and you go, "If you can talk, to me, and I'm not gonna tell anyone."
I've done that. Once.
I don't know if I did that because I know that they talk. They talk telepathically to me. So
okay, I want to hear them talk out loud.
And did it ever work?
No,
Shane?
It never worked.
They just look at you like
my dog was
they
just
don't
like
trust you.
I'm like, come on, dude.
Feed me. And you're just like, wait, did I hear that? That's pretty cool. Okay, so my viral animal is turtle. I guess your guys' are...
Mine's a primate.
New fish, man.
Oh, yeah.
Relax about your fish.
New fish.
Yeah, you said new fish. Relax.
The band.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This episode of Smosh Mouth is brought to you by Smalls. Turns out my cats have predictions for this year as well.
Yeah, did they call you a bozo again like they always do?
Well, that's what they're calling me. That's not their prediction. They're predicting better digestion, fewer hairballs, and a shinier coat. And tastier treats.
Okay, wow, that's really cool. I guess we'll talk about the cats talking to you
later. They do talk to me. Yeah. They do, in fact, talk to me.
We'll talk about the predictions right now, which is Smalls cat food. That's what they need. That's what they're going to get.
Smalls cat food is made with protein-packed recipes and preservative-free ingredients that you can find right in your fridge, and it's delivered straight to your door. You know, sometimes I'm looking at some of these cat foods out there, and I'm like, what is this? My cats can't be enjoying this.
Yeah, no, it's not good.
No.
This is why you should switch to Smalls. 88% of cat owners reported overall health improvements. As someone who doesn't have a cat, me, listen to this review from a real Smalls customer. Elizabeth C. said, "My cat was always so-so with her usual food, but she is very enthusiastic about Smalls. Her breath is much better, and she poops much less frequently, and it does not smell disgusting like it used to." Okay, Elizabeth C.,
wow,
sorry for you.
I know her.
I bet you do. Make 2026 your cat's healthiest year yet. Take advantage of their New Year's special and get 60% off your first order plus free shipping when you head to smalls.com/smoshmouth. One last time, that's 60% off your first order plus free shipping when you head to smalls.com/smoshmouth. Back to the show, bozo.
Yeah, right meow.
Oh.
Okay, my next prediction is that Barack Obama is going to shout out Smosh.
Oh! No!
What?
I love that.
I love him. I just don't think he's going to stoop to our level.
No, he
will. I just don't know.
Whoa, he's going to stoop. It's not that far. He's just going to take a half step.
He is so above, like,
but
guys.
But also, Barack Obama's so cool. Come on, Obama.
Come on, Obama.
And can I add on to that? If it's not Barack, it's Michelle.
Michelle shouting out Smosh would also be cool.
Michelle,
I think, I'm becoming a fan of Smosh.
Michelle was on Vine, so like I feel like there's a little more digital connection there. Like maybe, like we get one of those.
Either
like
one.
Keep Courtney it doesn't believe
counts.
She doesn't believe.
I'm like, are we cool enough? I'm amazed every day at how we are actually cool. Like we won awards this past year. Like my 5-year prediction is that Smosh is going to get a Golden Globe, but can't
Golden
put it on
Globe.
I think Smosh is going to get a Golden Globe in the next 5 years.
Okay.
What?
I know they have a podcast category now? I mean,
I don't think that's the one, but like, you know, we're doing some big crazy
she's like,
podcasts.
I don't think it's your show.
You never know.
Is it this episode? I guess Smosh, what if Smosh
we're not going to write that one down.
Guys, we're dreaming big, and I love that about us.
We're dreaming big. We're throwing them out there, you know.
Barack Obama's going to say,
okay.
Moose Master is a fun game.
He's going to be at some sort of charity event. He's going to go, did somebody say meatloaf? And then we're going to all go, that was a Smosh reference. Okay, here's another one that I think is doable, but it's very fun. Robert Irwin gets his toucans out on this show. Imagine Robert Irwin shows up with toucans.
I love that. Get your toucans out.
Get your toucans out.
That would be amazing.
Robert Irwin on this show. If Robert Irwin brought animals to Smosh.
Say Robert Irwin 3 times fast.
Robert Irwin, Robert Irwin, Robert Irwin, Robert Irwin.
Robert Irwin, Robert Irwin, Robert Irwin.
I gotta say, he looks like he could be one of my siblings.
Yeah, you guys look related.
If you guys have seen my family photos,
bring him on.
He looks like my brother.
Bring him on.
Okay.
Get your toucans out.
Yeah, Robert Irwin is definitely a dream guest.
That would be a dream guest.
Dream guest.
Robert Irwin is going to get his toucans out. I love it.
I love it.
I don't know if he does. Does he do birds? Like, I feel like they're very specifically like there's specific animals that they. And I don't think toucans are an Australian animal, right?
Toucans are also in like Costa Rica, too.
Yeah, I don't think toucans are an Australian. Now, I don't know if they. I feel like Robert Irwin can handle any animal.
Toucans are typically tropical.
Yeah, tropical.
Right. I know they're tropical. I just feel like they're South America, right?
Central
South America.
I don't know if they're South America. I'm not sure. Which one?
Oh, so it looks like so.
Central South.
She said Central.
Central South. So one. We're now 1-1.
No,
I said nothing. You
were 0.
No, but I got a point for that.
Shane, you
I got a point for that.
Zero.
I got a point for that.
I said Central South.
No, and I said South, and you said I was wrong.
Amanda's
so.
1. Courtney's
no,
1, and
no,
Shane is 0
no.
for talking about that fish that nobody
what
knows
are you talking about. When this fish shows up, you guys are gonna be so
well, I won't
sorry.
Know. I won't know because you
you're
don't have a description.
So sorry. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're gonna no. This fish is gonna show up, and you're gonna be like, "Oh my god, that's the fish you were talking
and
about."
And I'm gonna
I was like,
go,
yes.
"I don't know what this dumbass
you're gonna
fish."
Fucking no. All right, next one, Amanda.
You have so many.
I'm so excited for you to respond to this one. Spencer's gonna meet Hideo Kojima.
You think I know who that is?
I want to hear who you think Hideo Kojima is. Describe him as a person.
Like, why did you say it so mean?
Because he is... Courtney, Shane is so mean. He's actually the meanest person I've ever met. And I... Sometimes I'm like, here we go, another Smosh Mouth day with Shane. He is so mean. I'm just kidding. He's actually the nicest person ever. What?
Hideo Kojima. Who do you think?
Japanese.
Nailed it.
Okay.
Just like vibes.
Wrote?
Just vibes. Don't worry about his
wears
career.
Wears glasses?
Yes.
Wears glasses?
Yeah.
Wears cool jackets?
I'd say he wears cool jackets. Okay.
Yeah.
Cheating.
Well, I was going to say.
I'm describing personality. Like, just what do you think his vibe
is? He's a creator of a video game.
Well, yeah, you're getting all the, like, facts.
He loves little keychains.
What are you saying?
Probably.
You asked Amanda who he was, and you're nailing it.
You're pinballing it.
You're like, oh, you're getting the facts right, but what? What are you asking Amanda to do right now?
I'm asking, like, as a character, if, like,
Courtney's two, by the way, and you're zero.
Yeah,
still.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Never. Okay, I was going to describe, how would you describe Sarah Kreis? So it's like, oh, she's like this tough.
Well, I just said whatever. Tiny little keychain.
Do you know what he's like?
Hideo Kojima?
He's a little introverted.
Okay.
I don't even know.
He likes ferrets, but that's like a side thing that
totally,
he doesn't tell a lot of people.
For sure.
He, is he a character? Is he like a... No, he's a real person.
He's a real person.
Okay.
No, you've nailed it. You have nailed it. I'm not saying
he has like a whole, like, he's like pocket pens, not on him back
right.
at his minimalist desk with
totally.
One plant.
That's like kind of doing well. That's probably pretty accurate.
He has a very giggly laugh, but he doesn't show it that often.
I don't know if I've ever heard him laugh.
He's a serious man, but his brain is like amazing, colorful.
Yeah. You have actually described him to a T.
Yeah, and Spencer wants to meet him.
I think if Spencer met Hideo Kojima, it'd be very funny.
Because he's the creator of Nintendo?
No. That's Miyamoto. Okay. Or not Miyamoto. That's... Nintendo's been around since the 1800s. But
holy shit, I forgot.
Hideo Kojima made a bunch of games that Spencer loves, like Metal Gear Solid and Death Stranding and stuff.
And...
Frankly, I love his video games. He's a fucking weirdo. He's an absolute weird dude.
Wow.
He is?
Yeah. Like, just the way he describes, like, he's just an art, like, a weird artist type
he's
of mind.
Can I see what he looks
very
like?
Very eccentric.
What's his name?
He's just kind of just a dude.
That's what I had in my head.
Yeah.
Literally.
You did describe him. You described him physically to a T. But no, he's a very eccentric artist, right? Like I'm trying to think, he's almost like the David Lynch of video games.
Oh, wow.
Where it's like, what the hell is going on? It's like, we don't know.
But there's a huge group of people who are like, I'm obsessed.
Absolutely.
Didn't we have a huge person like in the OG Smosh Game Days when we were around that like a video game designer? Was it the guy who made Mario or like what was
yes,
it?
Yes. Mario Miyamoto signed. Ian had a Game Boy Advance signed by him. And I think Ian lost it or doesn't know where it is. And I'm like, damn.
He's just like, I'm
crazy.
Going outside with this cool thing that I have. Whoa.
Yeah.
No.
Miyamoto's arguably probably the most legendary video game person. Mm-hmm.
Tim got a sword signed by him.
Oh.
And has it at his place and says that he is the one person that we've had that he's been like starstruck.
Aww.
Wow.
Tim starstruck by Miyamoto is so
that's,
tracks.
That's
completely
accurate.
Tracks.
So wait, why are we talking about this guy?
Because Spencer, that's the goal, is it's Spencer's going to meet him.
Spencer's going to meet Hideo Kojima.
That's the prediction.
I think I just think it's going to happen.
He lives in Japan 24/7.
I think he travels around quite a bit.
He probably travels.
I think it's very possible for them to meet somewhere, somehow.
Some way.
And can I do a prediction? When Spencer meets him, he's just going to go, what's up, man?
Oh, they're going to...
That's it.
So, what's going, bro?
Their vibes, I think, are probably pretty identical in just like, whoa, what's up, dude? Sick, man.
Wow.
Cool. Yeah.
Great minds.
Yeah, my specific prediction is they're going to dap each other up.
Oh, that'd be cool.
I've been teaching everybody in the office how to dap up.
You didn't teach me?
I'll do it right now. Ready?
Okay.
Okay.
Oh,
so,
God, I'm not
move
prepared.
Your hand on the other side of the mic.
Why do I do things that aren't cool?
You're going to lose a point.
Why do I do things that make me look
you're
uncool?
Gonna lose you're going to lose a point. Be
so,
careful.
So, you know how there's that
Which
thing?
Which side do I do?
But don't separate. Just relax. The main thing is relax. Slap and relax, okay? Okay, do it again one more time. Did you see what I did?
I slapped him right away.
Did you see what I did? And then there's a little grab at the end.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, that was rough.
Shit, dude.
I'm slapping and relaxing.
Okay, just it's like a side high five and a little bit of a grab.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
and
okay,
quicker.
It's getting there.
No, 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 not that. That's it's just like a
hump. I want to pull, you know?
It's a smack and a hurt and a bye.
Smack like, and a hurt go. And a bye. Okay,
so let go sooner.
I need to stop doing shit that makes
and then
me
I'll
look
show you
dumb.
The, and I'll show you the Gen Z fine. Newer version, which okay. is more of a here show.
Yeah, do it to, do it to oh, Shane. Wait, wait. I'm
so let's,
done.
Let's show Amanda the dap up I first showed you.
Yeah, I can't wait for there's you to
lot of,
not
lot
do well.
Okay, so okay. this is the... And you are you're a robot.
Yikes.
And that's fine.
That was hard to watch.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
You guys
this
are married.
Awkward, this is an awkward position.
No. You're literally at zero still. Still points. Zero.
You're hitting me so hard.
He's in an aggressive mode.
Just be chill. Yeah, be dude. Chill.
Be chill.
Sorry, what's up, my guy?
Oh,
you're
my
so
God.
Weak.
What are you doing?
Okay, 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 okay.
What's up, my guy? What's up, my guy?
That's awful. This is way worse.
What's up, my guy? Ready? That was roughly what it is.
It was not
a dap up.
Zero.
And then the Gen Z new tap up.
Whoa.
But there's sometimes when you get that pop.
That's what we gotta get.
Gotta get that pop.
Yeah.
That was way worse than what I did. Mine was like loosey-goosey, and yours was like so aggressive.
I know.
I'll work on it with you guys.
Thanks.
But I think Spencer's gonna dap up a huge game designer.
Okay, there's a good prediction. I think there will also be, in a Smosh video in 2026, there will be a dap up that will be like legendary.
Like, duh!
Like, it'll go viral. It'll be our short from that episode. It'll be like, whoa, it was like...
And an viral dap like, up.
Make viral shine. Dap up on Smosh. Okay, I have one last one that has nothing to do with Smosh.
Okay.
Good.
We will find something on another planet that is pretty cool.
So you're not being specific. And I struggle with this.
He's
because
scared.
You're probably going to... Yeah, you're scared, man.
I like some kind of vague ones.
I don't like vague.
I can make them whatever I want. There's going to be a new fish, and there's going to be something on another planet that's a pretty cool thing. I think they're just going to be... These are headlines that are going
to
be
Boo, you have
year.
To be specific. Otherwise, I can't look for it. You have to like, is it a rock? Is it
a
person?
Bug?
Is it a shoe? Is it an insect?
Is exactly. it a bug?
Is it a ray of sunlight that was caught underneath a pool that and the pool is metal?
Is it a bug?
Okay, fine.
Is it quicksilver?
Okay, fine. A really interesting natural, not going to say like life-like or civilization, whatever. I think there's going to be a really cool natural structure on a planet.
That
like,
makes
whoa,
us go,
look
whoa.
At this like crystal, like,
Crystal
Mountain or something.
Crystal Mountain, okay.
Like,
okay.
Or just something crazy. Just being like, that. Whoa, look at that. We would never find anything like
crystal
that on
Crystal Mountain,
Earth.
I can,
and there
I can
it is,
grip
right,
onto
right
that.
There.
Okay, you
You're
have
doing
one point.
Great.
You have one point.
You're doing great. You're doing great.
I got a point for that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, don't cry here.
You're
specificity,
doing great.
Baby. Crystal Mountain. And I love... Now I can picture it. Now I can find it.
We'll talk about this in a couple weeks, but who do you guys think is going to win the Super Bowl?
Oh my God, I love this question. This is like my favorite question. I've actually been dying for you to ask me. not Kansas City because Patrick Mahomes got hurt and it's the first time in 10 years that he got hurt.
Yeah.
And I know that.
And I it sucks. It really does suck that he got hurt because, you know, you want to see like awesome players play.
Yeah, he's incredible.
I will say they were not going to go to the playoffs even whether he
and
was
I, no, I knew
or not.
That. I just wanted to like preface that I knew
yeah,
a detail.
But it was a nightmare season for them.
Nightmare.
It was a nightmare
of
season.
Of course, it yeah. was. Big
yeah.
nightmare.
Yeah.
Kept me up at night. Very hard to sleep.
Throw a team out there.
I think the Broncos could do it. You're nervous that I said
I
that.
Can't
I know.
Say that.
I'm sorry.
I can't do that.
I think I feel it in the air. Coming in the air tonight.
Bengals?
Broncos gonna win the bowl.
Not the Bengals.
No, and I just wanted to throw that out there
not
to
the
like
Bengals.
Put it up.
Not the Bengals.
There.
They've also had a nightmare season.
Nightmare. Oh, I know. Kept
yeah.
up all night. Like
I
literally,
know.
I could not sleep. I was like, Bengals, what are you guys doing to me? My
yeah,
sleep.
REM. For sure.
Not the Patriots. I know.
Actually, real good chance. Real good
really?
Chance.
Of what? The Bengals?
Of winning. No, the,
no,
the Patriots.
Patriots.
They are.
Patriots.
I hate to say it.
Why do you hate to say it?
Knocking on wood.
Because they've gotten enough.
Excuse you?
They've had enough.
We've never had enough. Okay?
No.
No.
They've had enough.
No.
They've had enough.
No, we haven't.
They were not. They need to be dormant for a while. After,
dormant?
Dormant.
We experienced winter for like 8 months. We're already dormant. Let us have this.
You had seven of them.
The Pats. Go Pats.
I'm going to say the Pats.
God damn it. Wow, I'm going to be so mad. This is going to be huge.
If the Patriots and the Broncos go to the Super Bowl, they are going to kiss on the mouth.
So they cannot both go to the Super Bowl.
Chosen kiss cam, Broncos and Patriots kiss cam.
The Broncos and the Patriots cannot both go to the Super Bowl.
Why?
Because they're both in the AFC. So they would meet in the AFC Championship.
Oh, here's where he tries to and get
one
points.
Of, and they would decide who of the two of them are going to go to the
who
Super Bowl.
Who are the two of them?
And that would be my nightmare scenario.
So, okay, Shane, who do you think is going to go to the Super Bowl? God, he loves this.
Who do I think is going to go, and then who do I think is going to win?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I love mm-hmm. two-part mm-hmm. question, and so fun.
Yes,
let's do it.
Yes, Shane.
Okay. Okay. All right. It's like a personal thing. It's like a jinxing thing. I don't want to say the Broncos. I'm not going to say it.
Okay.
I don't want to say it and then be wrong, so I'm going to just not acknowledge them.
Yeah.
If I were a betting man, fully betting man.
Yeah.
Here's a weird one. I'm going to say Texans-Rams. The Rams win the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Versus who?
The Texans. The Texans and the Rams.
Right, of course. They're two different teams.
You know, Rams who are Texans.
I was like, the Texan Rams and?
Yeah, but we'll see. We're going to have more episodes that will be closer to the Super Bowl where we'll know.
You think the Rams are going to win the Super Bowl?
If I had to put money on it, I would say them.
Scott kind of agrees with you over there.
Scott's feeling it.
Scott's a Rams fan. They're just really good.
Is there room for one more?
Yeah.
Yeah, throw it
out
there.
Wow, incredible.
Good on you, Chief.
You got a point for that because I enjoyed your excitement.
Yeah. I am excited. It's been a fun year.
Okay, my last one is, I feel like coming out has kind of been not as big of a thing in the last few years. Like, I feel like a lot of people of influence or big public figures are like, it's just like a kind of goes without saying, and like they will casually say who they are. And like, but I think in 2026, we're going to have a big coming out. Whoa. Someone is going to come out and it's going to be huge.
And it's going to be that fish.
Shut up.
No, I'm coming out. I think that's a really cool one.
I think someone's going to come out and it's going to be someone we're like, oh, shit.
Wow.
I love it.
Like a huge surprise. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be like awesome.
Yeah.
I'm being supportive. I genuinely like that
You're
prediction
just
a lot.
About the fish.
I think that's a fun prediction for Smosh to make. Like, I
so
think
who
that's
is
cool.
gay?
Exactly. Are they going to be like a celebrity?
It could be.
I think this is unfortunately one of my vague ones where it could be a celebrity or a celebrity we know or like just a like someone in the space.
Somebody is coming out and it's going to be big and I cannot wait. And it will be the fish that we have no idea what it looks like. And somebody else.
You guys, when this fish shows up.
Oh, I can't wait.
You just have no idea.
Oh, I actually don't have any idea because I don't know what the fish looks like.
I can't wait to see a primate perfectly gut a fish that we've never seen before.
Whoa.
Are you guys okay? Wow.
A monkey learns how to play chess and beats me at chess.
That would literally pay money.
It would be tough.
Watch
That'd
that.
Be tough.
Okay, we are going to recap our 2026 predictions because Selena is incredible. Not only is she directing and producing the episode, she's also writing them down and being a fact
also
checker.
My 2026 prediction. Fuck, I got to go. Kay. My 2026 prediction also is that Selena gets a god mic.
Whoa.
You just,
Which means she gets to have a mic and talk to you guys without having you guys have to.
I love it.
Well.
Oh.
I kind of have it.
She has
god
mic. Oh my
god, it was great. Okay.
Okay. We have Reba at Smosh.
Yep.
We have a TikToker hosts SNL.
Star internet person.
Internet person. Bo Burnham comes back.
Love it.
Smosh cast interviews or hosts on a red carpet.
Yep.
The best day.
Best day.
We're going to have a day that all of us agree. And I think you guys in the comments throughout 2026, you keep us up to date on what you think counts as that.
The
we need to be
day.
In agreement about
yeah,
that
I
one.
Agree.
Smosh Flip 7.
Obsessed.
There will be a Smosh version of Flip 7.
Yep.
A Smosh version of a tarot deck.
Yep.
A late night show does D&D.
Huge.
I like that prediction. I think that could happen. A year of the turtle.
Yes.
Turtle will be the viral animal of the year. Primates will do something new.
Yeah.
I like that one a lot, too.
Me too.
I love animal predictions. The Obamas shouting out Smosh.
Oh, I love it.
The Obamas.
She put the Obamas.
The
Very
Obamas.
Nice.
The Obamas will shout out
Smosh. It could
Smosh.
Be Michelle or Barack.
A gathering of 100 Chosens.
Chosen on a Jumbotron.
Yes. Cam.
Smosh Baby, bringing it back.
Smosh Baby.
Smosh Mouth in Space.
We love it.
Anthony shaves his head. Oh. He can make that one come for come true for us.
Yeah. Yes, he can.
Before this video comes out, who knows?
My favorite prediction, new fish.
Discovered.
New fish discovered. It's got to be a new fish that is discovered. It's got to never be seen before.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Never been seen.
Robert Irwin gets his toucans out on Smosh Mouth.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Let's get him here and let's get him to bring toucans or a cool bird or something.
Yeah.
Spencer will meet Hideo Kojima.
Who you now know.
Who I now you know, know and I guess love. Perfectly. I love.
You should, the next time you guys are doing Resident Evil or like sitting down with a game
Hideo
with him,
Kojima.
You just need to throw out that name casually.
And he'll go.
And he will truly be mind blown. Just be like, oh my gosh. So, I mean, just be like, oh, I love Hideo Kojima. Like, I love the work he's done.
I am very excited to see his.
Yeah.
Okay.
Smosh viral dap up.
Which we displayed very well.
Exactly what those are, yeah.
Something on another planet that's cool. Natural structure
Crystal
or something.
Crystal Mountain.
Yeah, something like that. And then we wrote down Rams win the Super Bowl.
Wow. These are really good predictions.
Yeah.
Oh, one more.
Oh, and a big coming out.
Big coming out.
Is that all
gets
myself?
Its own page.
Big coming out.
Gets its own page.
All right.
Okay.
Big coming out.
Well, I'm very
Statue
excited
of Liberty.
To see.
She's gay.
Honey, she is gay.
I guess probably.
She's like, woo!
Okay.
Guys, these are our predictions. If they start to come true and you notice them, comment on our video and
please.
Let us know.
Let us know.
Be vigilant online.
Yes. Let us know what your best win day is. And I can't wait to see that fish.
I can't wait to see the fish, too. Courtney, thanks for being here.
Courtney, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. Sorry I got y'all fired up.
I've been aggressive this episode because I'm excited. Sorry, I'm so
excited. You're right. It's not aggression, it's excitement.
I am excited for this new fish.
I'm excited for this new year.
What if I dap up a monkey?
Oh, my God.
Dude, literally, does that so count? Cool. That would be viral and a primate doing something we've never seen before.
I think you actually just lost one of your points. All right.
I'm out of
Courtney
here.
Is winning, and we are just trying to do our best here. See you guys.
Bye. Love you.
Love you.
This fish is going to be awesome.